In my goal journal, I have specific sections in here with these headings. So I've got a whole section on vocational goals. I've got a whole nice section on educational goals. So again, if you don't have a goal journal with you today, I encourage you, and I'm going to talk about this later, go buy one of these today or tomorrow, and then divide it up and make you, you know, headings with the different things, and then you can keep you an index. Again, I keep an index in the back of this as well. So you want to, and I do a whole session on goal journaling and on the importance of journaling in another session. But I want you to make sure you have all these headings. But then I want you to take a clean sheet of paper. Okay, just take a clean sheet of paper. And I want you to come up with some goals. But before I do that, I do want to talk about the goal journal. Okay? So this is the goal journal that I'm currently using. The reason I use this is because you have to capture your ideas. How many of you are currently using a goal journal? Anyone? Anyone in here at all? Please stand up. Please stand up if you're using a goal journal. Everybody who's using a goal journal.
It's computer,
Ben.
Yeah.
The PDA is not there.
If you're using it specifically to write your goals down in different categories. Well, anybody else using a goal journal? Where's the computer man? Are you standing up? Ma'am, you have your goals written in your phone? Wow, very good. Wow, very good. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Hey, you got ready now?
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay, now listen. A goal journal. Now again, I like paper, but you can not only use pen and paper, I got it. You can use your PDA.
What is PDA?
I'm not sure. No. Personal digital assistant. You can use your PDA. You can use your laptop. You can use your digital voice recorder. Whenever I take my dog for a walk, I always have my digital voice recorder with me because I want to capture my ideas even when I walk. This is an MP3 and a digital voice recorder. And we're going to talk about that. It's a powerful instrument. And you can do a lot. And again, I also have a MP3 that has bigger memory. That's 5 gig. But this is a voice recorder that I take with me, especially on my walks, because it's like my free time. And a lot of times in your free time, again, it's not my structured think time. You should have a structured think time. But on the walks, a lot of times when you're distracted, ideas come. And so I want to make sure I can capture those, and I don't have a pen. I'm not going to make my dog sit there and wait while I write in my journal. So a digital voice recorder. You can also send yourself a phone message. I've done this before. You know, oh, this is a great idea for a speech. This is Al Argo. It's October the 24th, 2012. You know, you send a phone message to yourself. You can send an SMS to yourself with your ideas. But you want to capture them. You also want to make sure they're in one source. So if I send an SMS to myself, later I'm going to transfer it over into my goal journal. You can use pen to hand. If you have a great idea and you're at a dinner party, you need to write that thing down. Use a cocktail napkin if you need to. And at the last resort, I hesitate about saying this here, but Bruno, if you need to, you can always use a marker to the wall to capture your ideas. Isn't this what the cavemen and women used to do? They used a chisel to stone. So ever how you can capture your ideas, you need to capture them and then make sure that eventually they get to one place. Why do you want it in one place? So you can reference it, so you cannot forget. Wow, you know, if I had all the ideas that I've lost, wow, I'd be a better person. I've lost a lot of good ideas. I've lost books. I lost a book one time because I had a book in my PDA. I'm not going to tell you who made that PDA, but it's a popular brand. And I had my whole book that I'd written. It's a book on fathering. I had that book in the PDA, and it was a great book, and I'm sure it would have sold a million copies, but I didn't. I never transferred it to my laptop. I never printed it out, and I lost that baby. And I couldn't create it again because it was so, you know, it was so unique. Wow. So I've lost stuff. Have you ever lost anything? It's important that to the best of our ability, we capture that and retain that. This is a blank Go journal. You can pass this around. This will be the one that I use for our next 12 months. That'll be the Go journal that I use. Why? You should write down your goals. Why in the world should you take the time to write your goals? Now listen, this is important. This is a poem that I wrote just this week. You didn't know I was a poem writer, did you? I didn't either. But I promise you I was not walking the dog, but I was doing something else when all of a sudden this poem came. Are you ready? If you don't write your goals down on paper, beware, it may try to be an escaper. But when you do write your goals in your journal, what you've done is planted a kernel. And everyone who knows anything knows that what a man reaps is what a man sows. So write down your hopes and journal your goals and press on through the highs and the lows. Through the thick and through the thin. If you never, never quit, eventually you win. In every failure is a seed of success. So keep trying, keep trying, and you'll be the best. Write down your goals and surprise the rest. Now it's time for you to write down your goals. I want you to, right now, we're doing this. Are you ready to do this? We're gonna do a good portion of it right now. I want you to take the time to write down your 50 biggest goals. Right now, just as top of your mind, we want to do this as fast as we can. So abbreviate, write this as fast as you can. Just do a list, one after the other. Just write your goals down. But think, should come from your heart. What do you really want to do? Imagine that there's no obstacles. This is not what you think you can get. This is what you really, really want. Where would you live? Would you live in Sentosa Cove? Would you buy a condo in Hong Kong or Tokyo or Chicago? Where would you work? What kind of person would you be? What do you want to go for? 50 goals. 50 goals. The first person who gets the 50, I want to know your 50 biggest goals. How much money would you earn in a lifetime? How much money would you give away in a lifetime? Warren Buffett just gave away a lot of money. You can too, but you got to earn it before you do. Where would you travel? Where would you go? What business would you start? How many kids would you have? How many children would you adopt? How many hours a day would you spend with your children? These are your goals. Write your goals. Dream. This is your time to dream. When you get 50, let me know. What do you want to achieve with your life? Thank you. You're doing great. What habits would you break off of your life? What weaknesses would you turn into a strength? If there were no limits, what would you really like to do? Write down the exact amount of money you would like in your DBS or UOB or HSBC bank account. Don't write the bank account number down, please. Where would you be living? How is your home decorated? Would you start a university? Would you be like our good speaking associate, Nito Quibane, and be president of a university? My children and I watch a lot of movies, a few. Chandler, our 4-year-old, has watched The Incredibles at least 50 times. And Lava Girl, in that movie, Lava Girl, she says, everything that is or was began with a dream. This is your time to dream. Anyone have 50 goals yet? What would your family situation look like? What charitable causes would you be involved in? What would you really like to learn or study? Write down. This is your time to write. This is your time to dream. If you need paper, raise your hand and I'll bring you paper so our paper masters can write too. I encourage you to transfer all these to your Go journal later today or tomorrow. What's your biggest problem in life and how would you like to solve it? Write that down as a goal if you'd like. What is your ultimate experience? Next week I may get to take a helicopter around KL. I think that's a pretty cool experience. My ultimate experience might be to skydive out of a helicopter in Singapore. I know they're no longer allowing that, but maybe in my lifetime we can do it again. Anyone here skydive from the helicopter the last year or two? You know we had the skydiving exhibition for the last 2 years. It's awesome. I didn't get to do it yet because of schedule. What do you really need to stop doing? Make it a goal and quit. I talked to many people in Singapore who really wish they could quit smoking. So I encourage young people, if you never, ever, ever start, you don't ever, ever, ever have to worry about stopping. What do you want to stop doing? Make your goals specific. Be very, very clear. Keep writing. You're doing a great, great job. Who would you like to meet? What would you like to see? Would you like to see the Eiffel Tower? Would you like to see the Seven Peaks? A couple years ago, I was able to go and visit the Seven Peaks in China, and it's absolutely beautiful. Would you like to go to Bali next year? Where do you want to travel? What do you want to have simply so you can give it away? What would you like to invent? I created a new invention this week. I'm looking for an engineer who can help me with some of my inventions. If you know of anyone, please have them contact me. I come up with all these ideas, but I'm not an engineer. So I came up with a great invention this week for any family with kids. So I invented something and it's my goal to meet someone in the next couple of weeks to help me take it to market. How many games would you like to create? I've created 5 children's games this year that help in education and helping kids having fun and spending time with their family. What can you write? William's written a great book. Many of these authors up here have written other books that you see here. What would you like to write? Who would you like to inspire in the next few weeks, the next few months? Maybe your club members, maybe your community center members, maybe your family. Everything's possible. What can you create? What would you like to simplify? Make it a goal. These are your goals. Anyone at 50? What kind of person do you really want to be? Write that down and make it a goal if you'd like. Are there obstacles you need to overcome? Everything is possible. Every goal will answer the question, do, be, or have. What do you want to do? What would you like to be? What would you like to have? Do, be, have. When you say that real fast, it's do, behave. Just a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes and you can finish this at home. I hope you keep doing this for the rest of your life. Just about 20 more seconds. Again, I want you to put a big star on this and I want you to finish this tonight, tomorrow. In fact, I'm sorry, I don't want you to finish this. I want you to continue to do this. And you do this every day. In fact, for the next couple weeks, you can do this for an hour or two a day and it's not too much time. I want to share with you a couple of websites that I use. One of my goals a couple years ago, 3 years ago, I set a goal to finish a certain number of books every year. And then 2 years ago, I upped that goal to finish at least one book a week. And so how to do that? How do you finish and read one book a week without, while doing everything else that you have to do? And I found a website called audible.com. How many of you have heard of Audible? How many of you have never heard of Audible? Can I see your hand? So this is brand new information for a lot of people. So that is why I'm here. Audible.com, www.audible. You can go and you can download. Now this is not free. You pay for these books. But they've got probably about 40, 50,000 books. Nonfiction, fiction, history, all kinds of books. You download them to your MP3 player. And then when I'm on the MRT, when I'm walking the dog, when I'm traveling, especially when I'm traveling, when I'm on the plane, I'm listening to these books. This is a great resource. That information right there is worth the fee that you paid today. Another resource is called learnoutloud.com. The same thing, but you can go to their website and they'll give you free stuff every week. They're going to give you a free audio book. www.learnoutloud. If you want a copy of this goal setting workshop, within 24 hours you can go to www.teachoutloud, which is the sister site to Learn Out Loud, and you'll be able to download this workshop right into your MP3 so you can go through this information again and again. And again, that's www.teachoutloud.com and just search for Argo Global. It won't be there today, but it'll be there within 24 hours. Another great website is the National Library Board website. How many of you ever go to this website? www.nlb.gov.sg. Again, they're not paying me to promote them, but if you're not going to this website, wow, this information is worth more, way more. This is I have a tracking device and you can actually track the number of people who are coming to this website, and it's right up there and you can see about 17,000 people. It's great. Anything below 100,000, that website's, just ticking. And it's a great website. Most of the websites in the world are like 5 or 6 million because they're just not generating any traffic. But our National Library Board is generating traffic, and that's great. By the way, Yahoo is number one. Yahoo's consistently number one in website traffic. But the National Library Board, you can go and sign up for a digital library card. How many of you have a digital library card? Can I see your hand? One, two, anybody else? Everybody, listen, make this a goal. This is so valuable. You can go and you can sign up for a digital library card right up there. Again, you've got a library card already, but you want a digital library card. And the reason being is you can go, you've got 400,000 PDF ebooks available through the National Library Board just on this one site alone. And then I didn't take the time to do all the sites, but you've got at least 5 or 6 sister sites. Once you belong to the National Library Board, you can go and you can actually download, listen to this, you can download these books that I'm paying for at Audible, you can download for free because you are a Singapore citizen. Wow. I think we need to give Singapore government a hand. Can we do that? You can download these books for 21 days. You can put them on your PDA. You can put them on your MP3. You can put them on your computer. Last night, I downloaded a video from the National Library Board on dog training because I want to keep training my dog. I not only train adults and children, but we also train dogs. I want you to do this at home because we've really run out of time, but I want you to identify these goals as 1, 3, 5, 10, or 20. The goals that you've written down need to be identified as 1, 3, 5, 10, or 20-year goals. I want you to take the time to do that. I want you to take the time later and identify these goals as 1, 3, 5, 10, or 20. If you want to write a specific date on that, that's even better. On most of the goals that I write down, I put a specific date. Specific is better when it comes to goal setting. And then I want you to count your number of 1, 3, 5, 10, and 20 year goals. I want you to see how many you have. And doing this will allow you to see how you're thinking. Is all your goals 1 year? Try to do more 10 or 20 year goals. Is all your goals 20 year? Try to come back down to the middle and do short term goals. And you can just, you should be able to come up with 100 to 200 1 year goals very easy because it's just little things and you can tick, 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 tick. You boost your self-confidence and just really go for it. You need to decide the most important goals that you have. And then after you do that, as you decide what is the most important, you need to ask yourself the why question. Weishama. Weishama. Why is this goal so important? The goal setting is asking the what. But you also got to answer the why. So the what is important, and the why is just, if not more, important. When you figure out the why, the how would take care of itself. If you figure out the what and the why, it's going to be extremely easy for you to figure out how. So you got to ask yourself why. Why are these goals so important? And again, you can only focus on so much. You write down all your goals, but then I encourage people to take their most important goals and really create their action plans, especially in a goal-setting workshop like this. We just take those most important goals and then we create an action plan. And to create an action plan, we ask ourselves, what is the very next thing I need to do in order to accomplish this goal? What's the very next thing that I need to do in order to accomplish this goal? And then you go from there and you figure out what other action steps that you need to take in order to cap your goal. You create an action plan. And make sure again if it applies, you put a date to this in your action plan. By December the 30th, 2020, I will have set foot on Mars. And then you do it. You begin to do these action steps. A wise person once said, faith without works is dead. A goal or a plan without action is wasted. You've got to put wings to your plan. And you can start today. There's absolutely no reason that you cannot start today to achieving the goals that we've taken the time to write earlier today. How many of you are committed to start today? Can I see your hand? Can you look around and give everyone a hand? You've got to do it. W. Clement Stone said, no matter how carefully you plan your goals, they will never be more than pipe dreams unless you pursue them with gusto. You've got to go for your goals. And you've also got to tune into WICDT. You've heard of WIIFM, haven't you? A lot of trainers are asking you to tune in to WIIFM. You've heard of that one? What's in it for me? Well, that's a good one. But I came up with WCIDT. WCIDT. What can I do today? Make sure every day when you take a shower, you're tuning in to WCIDT. What can I do today? Daily, specific, attainable action steps lead to long-term success and significance. How many of you agree with that statement? Again, what we've shared here today is not new. Well, this acronym is new. This is a new acronym. How many of you have ever heard that before? I made this up this week just for you guys. But it's going into the book, so thank you for helping me to bring clarity to our goal setting book. WCIDT. Again, you see the Argo Think and Dream system of goal setting. We've talked about thinking and dreaming. We've talked about writing the goals down. We've talked about answering the big why. We've talked about capping it, creating that action plan. We've talked about doing it. We've talked about achieving it. After you achieve it, you celebrate it. And after you celebrate it, you teach it. Don't forget that. You teach it and you pass it on. Failure, quickly. F-A-I-L-U-R-E, failure. A lot of people fail. Why? A lot of people have a fear of failure. They are never able to find true success or significance because of that fear. There's also a failure to take action. There is a failure to invest. You've got to invest in yourself. You've got to invest in your dreams. You've got to invest in your goals. You've got to invest in others in order to accomplish these goals. There's a failure to love, a failure to have passion for what you want to do. There's a fear of the unknown. There's a fear of rejection. And there's a failure to educate yourself. Now, it's okay to fail, as long as we learn from our mistakes. Right? True or not? How to overcome failure? It's simple. If you never, ever give up, if you never quit trying, eventually you will win. Fear is simply false expectations appearing real. This is my dog, Shampus, the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. As I walk my dog every day, a lot of times at least one woman or one man will jump when they see my little bitty dog because they have a fear of all dogs. My dog is the most gentle, the most loving, the most kind dog in Singapore. This dog would not harm a flea. This is the best dog, an obedient dog, except in the middle of the night when she hears the upstairs dog barking. But many people have fears. They have false expectations about dogs or cats or their boss, or about their mate, or about other things that are not real. False expectations appearing real leads to fear. A formula for success, as we are wrapping up the day, success is simply steady, unseen, consistent contributions every day, slowly and surely. If you want to have success, if you want to be successful, give steady, unseen, consistent contributions every day, slowly and surely, success will be yours. Success is failure. Turn inside out. The silver tint to the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may appear when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. When I was an undergraduate, I had this poem written in the back of one of my books. I was in the sales and marketing training program for a direct sales marketing company in the U.S. When you come to some of my other training, I want to tell you those stories because I learned how to sell, I learned how to communicate, I learned how to connect with people because of selling and working with this company. Many times I wanted to quit. Many times I wanted to give up. But my mom and my daddy and my manager said, you cannot quit. Three stages of life: survival, success, and significance. We want to be in the level of significance. If you want to go up, you've got to hitch up. Two is better than one. You've got to connect with other people. I encourage you to go for it. I encourage you to press on through your obstacles. I encourage you to never, ever, 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 ever give up. Imagination, the distance between imagination and reality is very, very small. From this day forth, I want you to think, I want you to dream, and I want you to write down those hopes and those dreams, and I am convinced that your life, that your future, your family, your finances, everything that you have, everything that you are, everything that you ever want to be, it's within you. Set the goals, write them down, create an action plan, do it, never quit, celebrate life, have fun along the way, and teach somebody what we've talked about today. And I am absolutely convinced that success and significance can and will be yours.
Goals. The Success Workshop was recorded before a live audience. This program is copyright 2007, Argo Global. To reach Argo Global, please address your email to workshop@argoglobal.biz. Again, that's workshop@argoglobal.biz.